from intern to CEO. You'll meet the new executive head at Organic Valley today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. 2.5 months ago, Shauna Nelson became the CEO of Organic Valley, a farmer-owned cooperative based in Lafarge, Wisconsin. Nelson started as an intern there 20 years ago and worked up through the ranks. She has a handle on why Organic Valley has been successful.
I think it really comes down to consumers understanding where their food comes from and recognizing the importance of nutritious farm-to-table food, right? And so when you look at us, really our quality and what you can expect out of Organic Valley starts on farm. And we make sure that we produce high-quality, nutrient-dense food from our farms that then translates through to our supply chains.
In an appearance on the Food Talk podcast, Nelson was bullish on Organic Valley's future.
When we consider how vibrant our cooperative model is, the future looks bright. Because even though there's challenges, and certainly we could get into conversations about potential market disruptions that we're seeing based on factors and food inflation and all of those areas, but I think it starts with farmers working together and farmers making sure that their voice is being heard, whether it's with regulatory folks or more importantly within their cooperative and their marketplace.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.